Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's plea for aid against Russia wasn't the only thing on the agenda in Brussels as leaders of 27 European nations met to sign agreements and endorse candidates for top jobs in the EU. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Brussels, European Union leaders were poised to approve Ursula von der Leyen, Antonio Costa and Kaya Kallas as the heads of the 27-nation bloc's top institutions. At the summit, Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson told reporters,
I think we have good reasons to believe that we can unite today because we have three very good names, well-known for their cooperative abilities.
The von der Leyen, a conservative, will be proposed for a second term as European Commission President. Costa, a former Portuguese Socialist Prime Minister, will be nominated to succeed European Council President Charles Michel. Kallas, the Estonian Prime Minister known for her tough line on Russia, will be proposed as the bloc's top diplomat to replace Josep Borrell. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kenya's president backing down over plans to raise taxes brought no end to nationwide protests on Thursday, with at least two people reported killed in clashes near the capital, Nairobi, and others shot by police elsewhere. A day after President William Ruto abandoned a tax hike bill, demonstrators in Nairobi, Mombasa, Kisumu, and other cities called for him to step down, although crowds were smaller than earlier in the week. Police fired tear gas at dozens of protesters in Nairobi and blocked off roads to the presidential palace. Sudan's facing its worst hunger crisis ever recorded in the country.
We can see the desperation of the people of Sudan growing every day. They are exhausted, they are hungry, they are traumatized.
That's the WFP acting director of emergencies on Thursday. This